हरिः ॐ सहनववतु सहनौ भुनक्थु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर शिवसरिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम महाभारत चैप्टर 6 द कौरवस हेट्रेड ग्रोज़. So up to this point now we see is that when the Pandavas came to Hastinapur, then Duryodhana wasn't pleased, because up to that point he was like the center of attention, you know, of all the up-and-coming, you know, princes and that. So then when the Pandavas come, then because of their character, they're naturally more appreciated. Of course, their father, of course, is attached and all that. That's anyway going to be there. But as far as seeing as the qualities of being a good prince, being a good leader, then he's not seen in as good a light as the Pandavas. Then they are trained. We see the Pandavas come out basically better. Then they do their exposition of all their skills, and Arjuna comes out on the top. Then Karna comes along. Duryodhana then appreciates this, that there's someone who could compete with Arjuna, so then he felicitates him and gives him all facility and makes him a king. Then they all go their different ways. So then Karna goes off with Duryodhana, the Pandavas go off with Bhishma and Vidura. And so now you add one more inimical personality to the mix. Before it was just Duryodhana's brothers, and now you have Duryodhana's brothers and Karna. Right. So with this, now we go into the next part of the story. It was time for the princes to leave Drona's school. To complete their training, they had to pay their guru's fees by offering him dakshina. See, in the educational system, the Vedic educational, then what you owe the teacher isn't given until the end. So the idea being is that the teacher's teaching, he does that, it's his duty, he does that of that, so he does hit his best. And then the students can't consider, or the student's family can't consider that they're hiring this teacher, because the teacher is not taking any fees. And because of that, it gives the independence. Brahmins are always independent, because they need to be able to teach how teaching needs to be done. Well, if you're paying or giving a fee or like that, then there's the element that, well, you're giving money, so you control them. There's that mentality. So Brahmins avoid that by the dakshins at the end. Means that you see the brahmacharis go out begging during the day, and that it would be for their maintenance. But what they owe the teacher, that's at the end. Drona assembled the princes and said, "There is only one thing I want. You should take King Drupad prisoner, then bring him before me as your captive." Right? So that's what he wanted. So we see is that him taking up that position of the teacher of the Kaurava princes, then was for the idea of that is dakshin, this is what he would get. Right? The whole story will probably come up how he and Drupad used to be friends in the Gurukul, but then when they grew up, then Drupad, because he was a great king, then he kind of forgot Drona, and so he was saying, "We're not equals, we can't be friends, because I'm a great king and you're just a simple Brahmin." But he wasn't catching this, but what he knows way more. As far as the martial sciences goes, Drona knows more than Drupad. But in any case, so then he wants to teach him a lesson and show him, okay, if you capture him, then you'll have the aspect that by capturing him, now you've defeated him. So now you can't say that Drona is junior, right? So it's based on an old friendship. The princes replied, "So be it." They knew of their guru's enmity with the king. Drupad and Drona had lived together as children under the Rishi Agnivesha. Drupad had promised that when he inherited his kingdom, he would bestow half of it on his dear friend Drona. Later, when they had both grown to maturity, Drona went to Drupad and reminded him of their friendship and the promise. Seeing the penniless Drona standing before him, Drupad had said, "O luckless Brahmin, how do you consider me as your friend now?" Right? Because before they were in the Gurukuls, they were on the same terms. But he's saying that now I have a great kingdom and you're penniless, so how can we be friends? But the point was, is no, because we're friends, you know, naturally as a king you get a kingdom, I'll give half to you. That's the aspect of the friendship. Not that I'll only give you half of my kingdom if you're equally as a king as I am. What's the meaning of that? You already have your own kingdom. You give half the kingdom to someone who doesn't have, right? So it's just, it's improper. That's why this whole enmity came up. "I am a great king and you are an insignificant Brahmin. Do not try to invoke a long dead relationship." Right? So, but the point is, this Kshatriyas, they speak something, then that has to be true, right? We see this comes up again and again with the Pandavas, that they've said something, then it has to be carried out. Because you see, if you do, then people will trust. But something like this, then Drupad, then the tendency is he won't trust. Because he said something, and then later on he doesn't stand by it. Oh, we were kids, we were this or that. It's true, all these things. But you're dealing with Kshatriyas. Right? Drupad had then laughed at Drona and offered him a little charity. Deeply insulted, Drona left Panchala, Drupad's vast kingdom, his mind fixed on revenge. The time for that vengeance had arrived. Drona looked about at his accomplished students and knew that Drupad would soon regret his arrogance. Right? Because he simply taught his students, and now his students will defeat us. Another thing, if Drona had fought with Drupad, but Drona is teaching his students will fight with Drupad. So that's even more of a insult. Because here he said he offered him half a kingdom and then he only offered him a little bit of charity. It wasn't even a great amount of charity. The princes mounted their chariots and sped towards Panchala, accompanied by a large force of horsemen. They soon arrived at Drupad's capital, Kampilya. Duryodhana's brothers vied with one another to lead the attack. They rushed towards the city gates with weapons raised. Sending up loud cries, they burst into Kampilya along its main highway, while the terrified citizens hid in their houses. Outside the city, Drona waited with the Pandavas. Arjuna had suggested to his brothers they not accompany the Kauravas. They will not be able to overpower the mighty Drupad, Arjuna said. We should make our attack after theirs has been repulsed. Right, so he's saying that, why? Because what's going on here? They're very proud of their learning, and they're thinking because they've been trained, now they know everything, they can do everything. They're not actually considering, one of the points of Niti is you have to respect the position of the enemy, how powerful they are, what they know. You can't just say because he's my enemy, he's a nothing, then you'll always be defeated. You have to respect what he knows, what his power is, what his abilities are. They're not doing that. Plus, that's one thing, so just their pride. The other thing is they're vying for who's going to be the leader, who's going to be the hero. So that means there's no cooperation. So without cooperation, an army won't be able to function. It needs discipline, it needs hierarchy, it needs order, like that. Drupad heard the attacking Kauravas crashing through his city and came straight out of his palace. Mounted on his huge white chariot, roaring with joy at the chance for battle, right? Because otherwise you manage nicely, everything's peaceful, you never really get to fight. He charged at the head of his army to defend the city, right? So he goes in the head, the Kshatriya leads, right? It means in front of the Kshatriyas, if it's a normal standard thing, it's the Brahmins. But in battle, then he's in the front. He showered his enemies with forceful arrows. His speed and lightness of motion were such that the Kauravas thought they were facing many Drupads. He careened fearlessly in his chariot and entered their midst, his bow constantly drawn in a circle and his searing shafts flying in all directions. The Panchalas sounded the thousands of conch shells, trumpets, and drums, creating a noise that sounded like the roar of a tremendous lion. Drupad struck the Kuru princes with his arrows and sent them reeling. Seeing their king in the forefront of battle, the citizens came out of their houses to hurl clubs, maces, and other missiles at the Kurus. The princes were surrounded by thousands of assailants, and they felt oppressed and overwhelmed. They fled, howling from the city with the Panchalas in pursuit. Right? So when you see when they first came in, the Kauravas, then the citizens were afraid. But then when the king comes out, he's leading and he's fighting with great, great ferocity. Then the populace becomes encouraged. So then they also start fighting. Right? They're not actually hand to hand. They're just from their houses and rooftops, just throwing things at them. You know, so it says here, you know, clubs, maces, and other missiles can be, you know, pots, pans, bricks, anything, you know, old furniture, you know, like that. So then the Kauravas, they're going running out of the city, and then the Panchala army is chasing them, right? Because they've come and attacked. So it's not just you've been defeated and that's all. They're going to, you know, try to teach them a lesson. The Pandavas laughed. Arjuna said scornfully to Yudhishthira, "Here come the proud Kauravas, put to flight by Drupad," right? Because they went in proud. They didn't go in, you know, with the proper attitude. They are strong in words only. It is time for us to fight. You stay here. I shall go with the others. Right? So Arjuna is telling Yudhishthira because he's the head. And so it's just like Drona is staying back because he's the teacher. So for the Pandavas, then Yudhishthira is their leader. So then he said, you stay with Drupad. Two things. One is that out of respect for his brother, and two, that his brother should take care of Drona. So Yudhishthira staying with Drona for protection. It's an etiquette, not that Drona can't take care of himself, but he being the teacher, being the Brahmin, then he behaves in a brahminical way. He lets the other kshatriyas do the fighting. Not that he doesn't know it. He's taught them, right? And whatever he's taught, they've gained whatever they can. They become the best they can. But that doesn't mean that they have learned whatever he has to teach and that he doesn't know more, right? Because you can only fill a cup until it's full. If it's 250 mls, you can only put 250. If it's 500, you can put 500. If it's a liter, you can put a liter. Right? You can't put more. So if Drona has 10 liters of water, he can only put how much they... Right? Yudhishthira remained behind with Drona. His four brothers sped towards Kampilya. Bhima bounded along with mace held aloft, while Arjuna raced behind him in a chariot with Nakula and Sahadeva on either side. So Arjuna is in the middle. Nakula and Sahadeva are going, you know, protecting his wheels and all that. And Bhima is running on foot in front, right? So he's going quicker than as quick as the chariots. And he's just got his mace in hand. So that's going to be unnerving, right? That you're going to have someone comes out in a chariot or this or that, that you expect that. But someone comes out running on foot just with a club. When you have bows and arrows and this and that, it's kind of like, who does that? You know, so that's immediately going to create a problem for them. The Panchalas were waiting for them and had blocked the city gates with a row of elephants, right? So they were expecting that they're going to come, and so they blocked it so you can't get inside the city, because at first they just went straight into the city. So now they're keeping them out. And then, yeah. Bhima struck at them with his club. With their heads smashed and covered in blood, the elephants fell to the ground like cliffs broken off by thunderbolts. Bhima spun like a furious tornado amid the Panchala warriors. Elephants, chariots, and infantry men fell in the thousands. That's just him himself, and he's just spinning and using his club. The Pandava hero drove the hostile force back as a herdsman drives cattle. Right, so you have this huge herd, and one herdsman can keep them all in line and drive them and get them go this way and that way, so like that. Arjuna, keen to please his preceptor, right, his guru, released volleys of arrows at the immense Panchala forces. His straight-flying shafts came in an endless stream and sped unerringly at the enemy warriors. Arjuna resembled the all-devouring fire that appears at the end of an eon. Right? So at the end of one of the bigger universal time spans, when it's time for this destruction, then a great fire comes up. So Arjuna resembled that. Protected on either side by the twins, he felled thousands of fighters. Right, because no one can get at him and that, so they because of the other brothers. So he does his work, and then anybody who's coming has to face the twins. Does that make sense? Because you have to challenge like that. Drupad raced to the head of his troops, and they rallied with lion-like roars. Led by their king, they mounted a powerful counterattack against the Pandavas. Right, because in here you see is that you're dealing with people. It's not just knowledge, it's not just the skills, it's not just tactics and plans, but the main element that's involved are the people. If the people are inspired, they do great things. They're not inspired, even though there's many, not much will happen. So we see in the Vedic culture, then all these things, it's about creating inspiration. Drupad can create inspiration in the students to learn. Then Drupad, by his mood and his Kshatriya prowess, can create enthusiasm in the warriors that are there. Businessman can create in others who make money. The Shudras and their art or whatever can create inspiration. Someone wants to become like that, a great singer, a great whatever it is that their art is. So the Vedic system is all about this personal aspect and this personal dealing. So now, since it's about the personal, then there's a very important thing, because if by personal you can inspire people, and then by inspiring people, then they will act in a way that you're guiding them. That means that you have to be guiding them in a proper way. Otherwise, if you're using your influence and guiding them in an improper way, then leadership is a problem. So if you have a bad leader, people do bad things. You have a good leader, they do good things. So that's why in the Vedic culture, then, the emphasis is put on character. So the knowledge and skills are great, but without the character, how will this knowledge and skills be applied? What will you do with it? Right? What will you manage for a good thing, good causes, or a bad? You know, will you lead for good purposes or bad? So that's why character must be taught, because that's the more important, because that's the actual practical. Many times it'll say, oh, the knowledge and skills, that's the practical. No, that's the tools. The practical is what you do with these tools. So the character defines what you'll do with the tools of knowledge and skill. So character is more important. If you have good character, then you'll do proper things. And you can always learn knowledge and skills. But to learn character, that takes time, that takes proper association, that takes practice, like that. So it's much harder to gain. There's so many people with material qualifications and knowledge and skill, but no character, because it's easier. And you can make your money, but now what do you do with your money? How did you make your money? How did you deal with people in making your money? These are the questions that the Vedic system asks. Okay, arrows, darts, spears, and clubs rain down on the four brothers, because you have Bhima still out there with the elephants. Arjuna repelled all their missiles with his arrows. Right, so they're shooting this huge volley of all these things, arrows, darts, spears, and clubs. They just come flying in. So Arjuna, just with his bow and arrow, he wipes all that out like that, and that way he protects the other brothers. The Panchalas enraged him with their furious attack, and he fought with redoubled energy. His foes could not mark any interval between the pulling an arrow from its quiver and bending his bow to fire it, right? It's just constant. They can't tell. They can see his hand like this, but they also see his hand shooting. It's just so fast that it's just one thing. Pulling, drawing, shooting like that. So the arrows, when they go, there's one right behind the other. So it's just a constant stream of arrows, and they're going. All they saw was a constant stream of shafts speeding towards them. The mighty Panchala warriors shouted praises at Arjuna for his prowess. So, because it's personal, then the kings, they're there, they're fighting, but they're, they're, they have their skills and all that, but then that someone can use those skills very well and has that attitude and character to use it, then that will be praised. So even though the Panchalas in this case are enemies, right, because of the way they're fighting, but still, if someone does something excellent, they'll praise it. You know, as we mentioned before, that a proper, if you're going to deal with someone who's inimical, you have to understand and appreciate their prowess. And if that's appreciated, so here, if they do something special, that's acknowledged. You don't say, oh, that was nothing. Because that, what do you mean it was nothing? It was something. And then you just create unnecessarily, you know, childish kind of problems. But here is that they're acknowledging it. Doesn't mean they're not going to fight. Doesn't mean that they're going to stop and, you know, everyone's going to shake hands. Along with his commander-in-chief, Satyajit, Drupad personally rushed towards Arjuna. Like the king, Satyajit was a warrior capable of contending with thousands of other warriors at once. Right. So these are all great, great, like we said, there's Ratis, Maharatis, and Atiratis. So a Rati can fight with 1,000, Maharati with 10,000, Atirati with 60,000. He struck Arjuna with 100 fierce arrows and sent up a great roar. Not tolerating the attack, Arjuna pierced Satyajit with 10 arrows and simultaneously cut his bow to pieces with 3 more shafts. Seeing this wonderful feat, the other warriors cheered, right? So now you have the kings going and Arjuna, because it's obvious that Arjuna is the you know, highlight of the fight. But everybody's doing a wonderful job there. Bhima's just going and creating havoc in the way of, you know, destroying the elephants and all these kind of things like that. So that's takes major strength and skill to do. And then the twins, then they're fighting off anybody, so they can't actually fight with Arjuna. Because up to this point, you don't hear of anybody fighting with Arjuna. They can't get past the twins. And so then everybody will be fighting. But when a fight like this comes, then everybody just watches. Because it's something, so because they're warriors, and so then that skill, and when someone with such skill is being presented by such great warriors as Drupad and Arjuna, then everybody appreciates. Satyajit grasped another bow and immediately pierced Arjuna's steeds as well as his charioteer. Arjuna again split Satyajit's bow and then killed his horses and smashed his chariot to pieces. Right, so the one is breaking the bow is a very common thing, because that or the string, sometimes they just cut the string, then you have to restring it, you know. Or they'll cut the bow. So this time he cut it in 3 pieces, so one above and one below. So he's just sitting there holding one piece, and the other 2 parts have gone. And that, and then, you know, they'll shoot the charioteer so he can't drive properly, or they'll harass the horses or cut off the flag. But here we see is that he shot his horses and destroyed the chariot, right? So then he'll be standing on the ground. And the chariot is where all his weapons are, so then it's a problem. You can't move around. You have to stay in one place. Drupad came quickly to his commander's assistance. A powerful exchange of arrows and other missiles followed between the king and Arjuna. Gradually, Arjuna overpowered Drupad. He shattered the king's bow, tore off his armor, felled his flagstaff, and killed his horses. Seeing Drupad confounded, Arjuna threw down his own bow and took up a huge scimitar. So now they're fighting. And so gradually they're fighting as equal, and gradually Arjuna gets the upper hand because they're fighting so many arrows, but there'll be some gap there where he can see he can shoot his bow or he can shoot his horses or this, because otherwise he has to counter the arrows, otherwise he'll get hit. So then he gradually gets through until he does all this, and then Drupad's left without, you know, bow and arrow. So then Arjuna picks up a scimitar, the curved swords. You have the swords, regular, if it just says sword, it means the straight ones. Scimitars will be the ones that are curved, like that. So they're good for close combat and things like that. He leapt down from his chariot and jumped onto Drupad, seizing him and holding the sword to his throat, right? Because you want something sword, because the big ones may get in the way, because the idea is you can fight from a distance, but the scimitars are smaller, so you can be right there. Bhima had, meanwhile, been wreaking havoc amongst Drupad's troops. Arjuna shouted to him to withdraw, right? Because once you catch the king, then that's the whole point. They're not there to create trouble for the Panchalas, right? Because the Kshatriyas, they're not supposed to do that. But it's a fight between, you know, Drona and Drupad, and they're representing. So they go in, they do that. They want their goal is to catch the king. Once they've caught the king, then they stop. Because the others, then you don't want to lose the king. And so then, you know, there has to be some discussion. They had achieved their aim and captured Drupad. The troops saw their king's plight and fled in fear, right? Because they're inspired because the king is there. When the king's out, now they don't know what will happen. Arjuna then dragged Drupad onto his own chariot and rode back towards Drona. Right? Because off the other, he puts him on his chariot. And then so that whole thing, he's dragging him and that you're controlling him, right? When Drona saw the captive king, he smiled. So, mighty king, do you now desire to revive our own old friendship, right? Because he was saying, you know, I'm a mighty king, you know, a great kingdom, because Panchala is a big kingdom. That's other kingdoms, you know, are various sizes. Panchala is a very big kingdom. Drupad's a very powerful king. And so then he's saying, you know, You know, he was comparing himself to Drona, who was a poor Brahmin, like that. It seems your kingdom and wealth have now become mine. So the whole point was this. Now, do you want to revive the friendship? Because before you said you had a big kingdom, Drona had nothing, so we can't be friends. Now it's reversed. Now the kingdom is Drona's, and now Drupad has nothing. So now do you want to revive the friendship? So he being in the same position as Drupad, that he has the king and the other one, a kingdom, and the other one doesn't. And Drupad's not willing to have a friendship, but Drona is, extending the friendship, even though he has the kingdom and Drupad has nothing. Right? Drupad squirmed and blushed deeply. He looked down as Drupad continued, "You need not fear for your life, for I am a Brahmana, and it is my duty to be ever forgiving. Indeed, I have always cherished an affection for you since we were children." Drona then ordered Arjuna to release Drupad. The king listened in silence as Drona continued, I still desire your friendship, Drupad, but how can one who is not a king be a king's friend? Right? Because that was what Drupad said. Otherwise, they would just be friends as a Brahmin and a king. Just like Krishna, you know, he's the king in Dwarka. And Dwarka, the power, the opulence in that is much greater than any kingdom on earth. And again, Krishna and Sudama Brahman, they were friends in the Gurukul, you know, same as like Drupad and Drona. And so and we see that that Sudama had even less than Drona. Drona was poor, but Sudama was really poor. And so then he goes to visit, and then Krishna remembers their friendship, because they have a friendship, it's a personal thing. It's not about the external prestige of the Varna, it's about the ashram aspect, that they were brahmacharis together, they had their friendship like this. So when he comes to Dwarka, then Krishna welcomes him, respects him, washes his feet, you know, all these different nice things like that. And then they just sit as friends, just as they were in the Gurukul, talking and that, and spent the time together, and, you know, had a meal, and all these different things. So that's the difference. That's how relationships are supposed to work. You have something established, that's how it works. You go on that position. It doesn't matter other things adjust or change or all that. You try to maintain, you know, as nicely as possible, proper relationships. So we see here is that because you're dealing with the material platform, things by the modes of nature go wrong sometimes. And we see it doesn't work out so good. So because of his dealing badly with Drona, then we see Drupad then is suffering, and because of this, then Drupad is going to make a problem for Drona, and, you know, it just goes back and forth. So that's why we see is that if one's absorbed in Krishna, then following Krishna's direction, then the relationships are there based on that relationship to Krishna. Then you have an eternal position. Okay, I still desire your friendship, Drupad. But how can one who is not king be a king's friend? Therefore, I've decided to allow you to keep half your kingdom. I shall take the other half. Right? Because he said we should be friends. So I'll take one half, you take the other. And then now we're equals, now we can be friends. Because Drupad is the one that made the mistake. He made the things, oh, we're not equals. Because friends means there's something equal. There's something equal that that's based it on. So he made it, rather than we went to school together, we're all friends, old schoolmates, so therefore that's why we're friends. Because they were equal in the Gurukul. He's taking it by today. And because of that, then he's created the problem. So, for therefore, since Drona likes him as a friend, he wants to be his friend. So to be his friend, he has to be equal. Equal means half his kingdom. Drupada was in no position to argue, right? Because he's there, Drona is there, Pandava is there. It's not going to work. He knew that Drona's martial power far exceeded his own, especially as he now had the mighty Kurus as disciples, right? So he knew he was more powerful. So it was a mistake in the beginning, just false ego, that he insulted him in that way. So he was just taking advantage that he's being a Brahmin, he won't fight me. If he had been a Kshatriya and he insulted him like that, there would have been a war. But because he's a Brahmin, then he didn't. So he took advantage. There would be no question of defeating him in battle. Drupad nodded in assent. You are a truly noble soul to act in this way. Drona, he replied, summoning all his patience, right? Because Kshatriyas sometimes don't necessarily have as much patience. Great personalities like yourself are always magnanimous. I too desire your friendship. Let us live peacefully, each ruling his own half of the Panchala kingdom. Right? Because, and it's not that he's doing something just to try to get a kingdom, because Drupad originally said, I'll give you half the kingdom, right? So that will then make them equals, right? They're equals in the school. I'll give you half of the kingdom, then we'll be equals as adults. Then we can maintain the friendship. If he had given him at that time, or if, even if he hadn't given him, he had just dealt with him nicely and he would have been his friend and he would have taken care and all that, and then given him some nice charity, Drona would have just gone on in his brahminical duties, and that would have been that. Right. Drupad had Brahmins perform appropriate rituals and bestowed the northern half of his kingdom upon Drona, who then left with the Pandavas for Hastinapur. Drupad burned with humiliation. Somehow he had to avenge his honor, right? He's not catching that he had insulted Drona, and now it was just back, it was like even. But that's the problem in these things is, you know, one boy pokes one boy, and then he poked me, so I hit him, and he hit me, so I kick, you know, it just gets more like that. Absorbed in thought, the king returned to his palace. As they returned to Hastinapur, Drona rode on Arjuna's chariot and spoke to him affectionately. He loved this prince as dearly as his own son, and he knew there was nothing Arjuna would not do for him. Right? So he's so qualified, he has the character, he's there to serve his guru, so therefore there's such great affection. Drona said, O hero, you are now the best of all bowmen in this world. Right? Because we saw Duryodhana and his 100 brothers, they went out, and then probably all the other princes, right? So in other words, it was all the students, thousands of them, and they couldn't defeat Drupad. And Arjuna, you know, when it came down to it, when they were fighting, then he could, right? But he's done that with the cooperation of his brothers. So he'll always see it that way, like that. While you see with the Kauravas, they're each trying to take credit. Although you have repaid me by defeating Drupad, I will ask one more thing from you as Dakshin. You must fight with me when I come to fight with you. Arjuna was surprised. How could he ever fight with his teacher? Still, he replied without hesitating, it shall be so, I am always your servant. Right? So Drona won it because he knew that from this is going to start up things. He can see how he's not stupid, right? He knows the whole martial science. That means he knows everything about how the kings run a kingdom. So you can see that between the Pandavas and the Kauravas is going to be war. And now he's also done this thing with Drupad. There's going to be trouble like that. Fortunately, we'll see as Drupad, then there'll be an alliance with the Pandavas. You know, it's technically with the Kauravas, but it's actually directly with the Pandavas, right? Because they'll marry Draupadi. So then, you know, it'll all work. But then Drona will end up on the other side, like this. So Arjuna, you know, he understood this is coming. So at that time, because who can fight with Drona? So when you have such skill, you want to be able to use it nicely. And so the only one that could fight him is Arjuna. So that was the dakshin from everybody else. Was that Arjuna arranged it, but everybody gets the benefit. But from Arjuna personally, then there's one more dakshin in that one. And so because that's what his guru wants, then he said yes. He was surprised, but he said yes. Okay, so end here. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.